Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actor and comic, my man Matt Rife. Welcome to the show. How you been, bud?
I'm great, man. Good to see you. Thanks for having me back.
Good to see you. Thanks for taking the time. Keeping up with you on social. I know you're killing it out there on the road. Problematic World Tour is going on. How have the shows been for you?
They have been unreal, man. We've crossed off some real milestones recently. We did 6 shows at Radio City Music Hall, which was unbelievable. I mean, doing one show there would have been a dream come true. Wow. So that was amazing. We just did my first arena shows. We did 5 shows at Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut, which broke the record there.
That's awesome.
For shows by a comedian, which at first I was really flattered by. And then I realized, oh, it's pretty obvious most comics are just smart enough to not do that many shows.
No, good for you.
In one market.
No, but that means the demand is there. Now, when you're traveling, are you on a bus or how many people are you rolling with?
Yeah, I've got a tour bus. I have 2 tour buses.
Dude, you're like the Rolling Stones over here.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous and not what anybody thinks. It's just me and my boys on the bus, and people are like, oh, you guys got to be throwing parties on that. I bet there's just hookers and drugs everywhere. And, dude, it's us just smoking weed and eating fast food and playing video games till 5 in the morning.
Damn, that's a good time.
Not as luxurious as people think.
That sounds like a good time, though. So
it's not bad. It's not bad.
I bet. Now, when you're on the road for this long, like, what's the packing situation? Because whenever I travel, I get like anxiety when I have to pack more than anything that will not fit in a carry-on. But I guess when you have a bus, you can kind of load up.
There's more room than the overhead.
There's a little more room. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, not to rub it in their faces, but I have like the master bedroom in the back of the bus, obviously, while my friends all sleep in their mausoleum walls.
Right.
And I have like a full walk-in closet.
Oh, nice.
They all share one bunk to like as their storage bunk.
Not to
so
rub it
I'm
in their faces.
I'm pretty lucky. I've got like 10 pair of shoes on there, a couple of, I have months worth of clothes, but I come back here to LA to pop in for press stuff so often. I come back here. Everything I've worn or that I've like worn in a video that's gone viral, I'm like, well, got to get rid of that. I'll come back here and just switch it out for a whole new wardrobe. It's ridiculous.
I like that move right there. And I noticed a lot of fans are making you cookies and drawing pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You gotten anything a little out of the ordinary?
Somebody bought my hat off my head on stage the other day for $1,000. And then I tried to buy meth with it in Minneapolis.
Oh,
unofficially. forcefully retired dealer in the audience.
Right. Friendly. Oh, that's funny, man. That's funny. Well, in May, I'm looking forward to this because I'm planning to be there. The Netflix is a Joke Festival going down at the Hollywood Bowl. That is one of my all-time favorite venues. It's so cool. Have you had an opportunity to perform there? Will this be your first time?
I've never even been.
Oh, it's so cool, man. You're going to love it, man. Because in the summertime, it's beautiful. It's like nestled up in the Hollywood Hills. Thousands of people. You see the lights. They're smoking and drinking because you can drink and smoke out there.
It's like your bus.
It's like your bus, but outside. And it's so much fun. You are going to love it. What do you got planned for that?
I'm working on a musical act that I can't disclose as of yet to potentially really just end the show with a grand finale. If I can't get them, I am going to need you and your family to do some TikTok dancing.
That's what's up. Count on the
Lopezes. Give the people what they want, Mario.
Hey, the Lopezes have your back. You
the
got
work
it.
Doesn't go unnoticed.
That's
I'm excited for. I want it to feel like an intimate festival. Let's turn a 16,000 seat venue into an intimate hangout. I'm going to have a bunch of my friends come and open the show for me. It's going to be a great show from start to finish. And I just did the Dolby Theater, I think it was 6 shows just a couple of months ago. And for the people who may have been there for that, thank you. It was an incredible experience, dream come true. And it's already a brand new show, so you don't have to worry about coming to see the same jokes repeated.
Oh, fun. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be cool, man. And this fall, this is also really cool. You're going to be performing in Abu Dhabi. Now,
yes.
Have you done much outside of the States? Like, how are the audiences different, or how is their response to your material outside of the U.S.?
Oh, man. So far, the U.S. is the least fun to perform in. Other countries are so welcoming.
That's great.
Not just the cultural differences, but, like, just the freedom of comedy. Like, people in the States about comedy more than any other country around the world. We just complain.
You're exactly right. And just to pause for a second there, it is such a unfortunate reaction of society here, because comics used to be our truth tellers, and you used to be able to turn to comedy. Ministers and comedy, I would say, right? Because they were your truth tellers to keep it
both
real.
Hilarious.
Well, no, but to keep it real. They would tell you in church what the real deal was, and then comics would tell you what the real deal was, and to kind of cut through all the BS. And the fact that they're trying, and I know they try to come after you for some stupid stuff, and I was so glad the way you handled it, and it was awesome, but it's so ridiculous, and you're right. It must be refreshing to get out of the States and to be able to just, people know how to take a joke and they take it for what it is.
Oh yeah. I was just in Australia at the beginning of this year for January. We were there for 2.5 weeks. It was three weeks. Maybe the shows out there. It was my first time being there. I'd always heard in the comedy community that Australia had like the best comedy audiences in the world, which that's a pretty high title to give.
Yeah.
I got down there and I was like, dog, I wish I would have waited to shoot my next special there. It was unbelievable. Like, nobody feels that they have to make the show about themselves. No one's getting offended by anything. Everyone is just there for you to say, like, if you're gonna make a joke about the most fucked thing you can think of, they're in with the joke. They're on board. They're aware of the context and the environment they're in, and they were amazing.
They have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The UK was fantastic. Like, that's the great. English crowds are amazing. Even Ireland. I've got a whole European tour we're doing from September through November, including that the Abu Dhabi one, which I'm really looking forward to, because that's the same arena they're doing UFC in the night right before.
Oh, fun. Oh, so you're going to get to catch the fight. That's going to be good.
Yeah, I think you should come out, personally.
Hey,
can we fly with Dana?
I'll tell Dana. We'll tell to hit it up there. He's a big fan of yours, by the way, too.
Oh, I know. That's the homie. That's the homie.
That's cool.
I'm really looking forward to it. Now, I know the laws and cultures are much more different out there.
Right.
So I will be interested to see what I can and can't say out there.
Right. That'd be make for some good material, though, too.
Potentially. Who knows? It could go terribly wrong.
Or jail time.
I read, I don't know if this is true. Are you into sports cars? Or sport cards? Pardon me.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's so crazy that you even heard about this. Yeah, when I was growing up, I loved sports cards. I still have like tens of thousands of them.
Did you get the LeBron rookie card recently?
I did. When I was at Mohegan Sun for the arena shows, they had an expo going on up there. And I was like, I haven't dabbled in cards in probably more than a decade. And I got up there. They had some amazing things. I got a Mickey Mantle rookie card. I got a LeBron rookie card. I got a Nolan Ryan and Randy Johnson autograph card.
Sweet.
And, oh, God, there was one other one I got as well. Blanking on it right now. But, yeah, it came up, dude. It was amazing.
That's cool, man, that you get to do all that. Well, dude, I am glad you're killing it out there. With all this traveling and working, though, how are you staying in shape? Because I know you're still looking dialed in.
I'm trying to, man.
You've been getting in the gym lately?
whatever LA Fitness, Planet Fitness is nearby, I'll go in and get. I'm king of the day passes.
There you go.
When I get back from Canada in about a month, I'm going to be back here for a little bit. I want to see you in the ring again, all right?
Sounds good, man. I look forward to it. Well, I always tell everybody, Matt Rife is just as much a gentleman as he is funny. He's hooked up a couple of dear friends of mine, and I don't forget that. So you always got a fan in me, my friend. Go to onwithmario.com for tickets and tour dates. And the Hollywood Bowl with Matt Rife is May 8th. Be sure to check that out. Thanks for hanging out, brother.
Of course, man. Great to see you.
All right, man. Thanks again.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
I'll text you later.
All right, thanks, Matt.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.